In this video, we are going to talk about how specialization pathways fit within a licensed chaplain practice. This is an important topic because many chaplains reach a point where they begin asking questions like these. Should I focus on one kind of people group? Should I specialize in one ministry field? How does a hospital chaplain pathway fit with a church-based chaplain practice? Can a soul center-based chaplain practice include more than one specialization? If I study a specialization, does that replace my identity as a licensed chaplain? The answer begins with this truth. A licensed chaplain practice is the ministry base. A specialization is a focused service pathway within that practice. That means specialization is not the whole ministry by itself. It is a way the ministry becomes more specific, more useful, and more clearly directed toward a real people group, setting, or kind of need. Think of it this way. A licensed chaplain practice is like the home of the ministry. Specializations are the doors through which that ministry enters specific places. One chaplain practice may focus on veterans, another may serve hospitals, another may support police families, another may care for people in nursing homes, another may serve schools, sports teams, truckers, people in crisis, or community recovery settings. In each case, the chaplain is still a licensed chaplain. But the specialization helps define where the ministry is especially focused. This is one of the strengths of Christian Leaders Institute and Christian Leaders Alliance Chaplaincy Development. A chaplain may have foundational chaplain preparation and then add a service lane that reflects calling, training, opportunity, and real local need. That added specialization does not erase the broader chaplain identity. It gives it direction. For example, if someone adds veterans chaplaincy, that does not mean they stop being a licensed chaplain. It means their licensed chaplain practice may now serve veterans and their families with more understanding, more credibility, and more focused ministry skill. The same is true for police chaplaincy, hospital chaplaincy, hospice chaplaincy, sports chaplaincy, corrections chaplaincy, marketplace chaplaincy, or community crisis chaplaincy. Specialization helps answer practical questions like, who are we especially trying to serve? What kind of situations are we preparing for? What relationships do we need to build? What boundaries and field expectations matter most in this setting? What kind of trust must be earned in this community? Without specialization, a chaplain practice can become too broad. It may still have love, but it may lack focus. With specialization, the ministry begins to take a clearer shape. Now, this does not mean every chaplain practice must become narrow in an unhealthy way. A church-based chaplain practice may still serve multiple kinds of people. A soul center may still welcome a range of needs. But even then, it is wise to identify one or two main service lanes so the ministry can grow with clarity. Specialization also helps with communication. It is easier to explain a ministry when you can say, "We are a church-connected chaplain practice with a strong heart for senior care." Or, "Our soul center chaplain practice is especially focused on grief support and community crisis care." Or, "This chaplain practice includes a veteran support lane and a family encouragement lane." That kind of clarity builds trust. The organic human's perspective reminds us that people live as embodied souls in real places, communities, callings, and pressures. Specialization honors that reality. It says we want to understand people in the settings where they actually live and struggle. Ministry sciences also helps us see that care becomes more effective when it is not only sincere, but also field-aware. Different settings have different stress patterns, communication needs, expectations, and referral boundaries. Specialization helps the chaplain practice become wiser about those realities. So here is the key idea. A licensed chaplain practice is not weakened by specialization, it is strengthened by it. One practice, many doors, one chaplain identity, many possible service lanes. When specialization is connected to prayer, calling, oversight, and local need, it helps chaplain ministry become clearer, steadier, and more fruitful.